Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams. Welcome, welcome. As we get started today and head into this new year, I know you're ready to transform your alignment with abundance and remove your blocks, peeling back the layers of scarcity, of doubt, of fear. I know exactly how that feels. I've been homeless. I've been penniless. I've been forgotten. I've been abandoned. In order to remove the dark side of that energy and expose the abundance you came here to experience, we have to dive deep. I created a 6-week course, Alignment Exposed, giving exclusive access to this incredible group, coaching and teaching you how to remove your blocks and create a lifelong practices to your divine abundance. I'll officially announce Alignment Exposed on 12/21, but you can apply right now. Just DM me on Instagram, Michelle J. Lamont, or email me, info@michellejlamont.com. Do it for yourself. Give it to somebody you love. Expose and transform this alignment right now. You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now. Called abundance frequency. Are you tuned in? Are you tuned in to the frequency of abundance so you can manifest your miracles on a daily basis? Well, I'm going to tell you a few ways that you can dial that up, turn that up, tune that in, and let's get started. So I'm Michelle J. Lamont. If this is your first time listening, thank you very much. If you are a longtime listener, if you take my courses, if you've attended my workshops, if you've heard me speak, if you click on my website and hire me for coaching calls. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, I'm just going to get started and go right into it because that's how I am. And that's how we move. And that's how we flow. And let's get it going. Hey, it's 2021. That's what year it is for me. And I started looking over some things. So whenever I look over the first set of episodes that I wrote in August of 2020, I started this on October 1st of 2020, the podcast, and it's just grown incredibly. I realized how much I loved each subject. And when I wrote them, that I was channeling these ideas psychically, and how truly what an incredible blessing it is to be tuned into that frequency. And let me tell you something, we all are psychic. We all have incredible intuition. This is not just for the few. This is for the many. This is for the all. When we are tuned into that frequency, we can all channel these great ideas. We can all channel this abundance. And that's why I do this. And that's why they allow me this abundance. And that's why you are tuning in, because your angels and your guides said, Michelle's going to help you. Listen over and over again. All you have to do is have ears and like 20 or 30 minutes a day. That's it. Okay. But you can always work with me. You can always call me. But anyway, and how I was channeling these ideas psychically, how it was really a blessing. And then I had to hire my team, right? I had to create intro music. We had to create cover art. I had to hire a photographer for the marketing collateral so you could find this podcast. And they asked me to come up with 4 episodes. And when I sat down in just a few hours, I literally channeled out 102 episodes. And after I did it, I nearly passed out. Energetically, I was exhausted, although physically, I had literally done nothing. But in hiring each person to help me in the process, I would always speak to them before hiring them and talk to them and ask them, you know, about their frequency, because they were putting their hands, they were putting their energy, they were putting their creativity, they were putting their frequency into my life. And vibrationally, what do they believe or feel about manifestation? And in case you have never heard the exact definition of manifestation, let me throw it down for you. Everything in your life is a manifestation. Everything that you're wearing right now, what you're touching, what you're sitting, what you're laying on, what you're listening to this on, it started out as an idea in somebody's mind that then manifested itself into a reality. So if you are manifesting every single day, and you are, you might as well manifest the life of your dreams, baby. But when I asked this question, I almost was asking because I already knew that this person wasn't energetically aligned. And if they had a bad or a negative response, I thanked them for their time. And then I would go in and meditate and talk to my guides and my angels and ask them to align me with talented people who were also in alignment with this frequency. Because how could I create something for all of you that was not 100% in alignment of faith, of love, of happiness, of joy, because then their anger and their energy is being touched on it? It's why I'm very careful about who touches my hair and my nails, or where I buy my clothes from, or what I do and what I eat and where I go and what I watch and what I eat. It's all this high frequency vibrational energy, because baby, it is so good in the manifestation vibe when you do this. And I wanted to align in a way in every aspect of my life. When I created this, I created it for you, because my angels and my guides led me to this. And just like they led me, they're leading you. Okay? And as you can see, it turned out pretty dang good, right? And I can recall now the different stages of my spiritual evolution by how I felt, how I looked, how I responded and acted towards everything in my life. When I was in my lowest frequency, I responded in anger. I felt like everything negative was always happening to me. I was secretly jealous of people's beauty. I was secretly jealous of their physique. I was secretly jealous of their money. I would smile. Oh my God, yeah, I'm so happy for you. And then behind the scenes, I'd be like, that bitch, her husband does this, or her dad is this, or whatever. Instead of just being happy for them. Instead of just being like, wow, that's wonderful. And so I would lie, and I was manipulative, and I would spend hours on hours doing my hair, my makeup, and slithering into Spanx or working out and running 10, 12 miles a day and never, ever looking at myself or my life with joy. It was as if I was looking outside of myself and seeing this version of my life being played out, and all I could do was survive day to fucking day. I was so defensive. I was working like 70 hours a week. And I'm not kidding you. And if you've ever been one of my employees at one of my multiple businesses, you know what a workhorse I was. Or if you were one of my friends and you saw me in the very beginning days working three jobs and my business and taking a bus because I didn't have a car, you know what I mean. And I found anger in everything. And I could never, ever break through. It seemed like I could never get ahead, and let alone amass any type of abundance. So today, I want to go over what I mean by saying, are you in tune with your abundance frequency? So let's discuss it. Are you mentally aligned with the thoughts and ideas that you are worthy of receiving that which you want to manifest? The outward signs, well, they're going to be, if you're not, jealousy. You're going to want to gossip. You're going to, and here's a big one, wish quote unquote karma would do its job. You self-sabotage. You have fear. You call it a fear of rejection or a fear of success, but you just have fucking fear. And when we want to be in alignment with a frequency where abundance is easily flowing, then you're going to truly feel love for others no matter their abundance, no matter their situation, especially when you don't like them. And when someone responds in judgment to your abundance, you don't argue, you don't fight, you simply listen and appreciate the conversation and think, does this have merit? Consider, are they living in hate, fear, or doubt? Are they having a conversation from a center place that is based in love? Or are they having a conversation based in fear? When I was a publicist, one of the very first things Bravo ever told me was, tell the cast members to not read their reviews. And I'm thinking, but they're not actors. These are reality stars. Didn't matter. If you listen to the good reviews, eventually you'd have to listen to the bad reviews. And I remember telling the chick from Bravo, I was like, oh, okay. All right. I got it. And I remember being on that flight, the very first red carpet I ever went to. And everybody was so anxious and stressed out and worried that they were going to be judged because they were. They're about to be judged in front of the whole world. Repeating that saying over and over again, don't read your reviews. If they say you have horse teeth, respond with giddy up. And as a publicist, I really started to push this onto people and really make them understand you can't care about these outside opinions. You just have to go in and do the very best version that you can do and fuck them if they don't get it. And really, that was all I could do. And then I started thinking when I was writing, when I was thinking about this podcast and looking at the titles and deciding which one to do today, how would I react now in my higher manifestorial, if that's a word, frequency, my ever evolving, growing soul, if I was tested? And guess what? I was tested just the other day. So I thought I would share this with you because, not because I want you to be like, oh yeah, Michelle's great, but I want you to understand how far I've come and what the frequency of abundance looks like and sounds like from my perspective, in order for you to align with yours and for you to connect and to understand that an ever evolving frequency is required when you're going to manifest great things. Great things take what? Great energy. Small things, well, they're going to take small things. You know, people are like, oh, I manifest my parking spot. Okay, great. Now manifest something bigger. Now more and more and more. And so I was in this conversation where I was giving a timeline of my basic humble business beginnings. How I started with a car that was in $250 and I rolled pizza at Domino's and I was a waitress and I was doing catering and bartending and then I was stocking the shelves with my products and I'm trying to, you know, juggle 50 million things at a time and how I turned that into $1 million a year sales business in 5 years with no debt, not once, but twice in two different industries. And then how God and my angels allowed me to create this abundance of mailbox money, how I manifested celebrities, vacations, etc. And I did this, honestly. If you put a lie detector test up to me right now, I would pass. I would pass without any hesitation in the world because this is in my heart. This is in my soul. I want you to see that your struggles and my struggles, they're the same and that there is no wasted suffering. And to guide her and lift her. And in my eyes, my struggles are all of our struggles, as I feel lifting and helping of the weakest among us makes us strong. That's why I help total strangers all the time, okay? That's why I hide money in places. That's why I do whatever I can. I give scholarships. I do whatever I can to be in the energy of abundance and not in the energy of reservation and lack and fear. Oh, I'm going to hide all my money. I have scarcity. Oh, no, I can't. I have to sell this. I have to do that. And so in my mind, I felt like I was giving her hope. I felt like I was encouraging her to go after her dreams. And then she completely started slamming me, going off on me. She said I was bragging, that I was grandstanding, that my ego-driven reflection was coming across in this really bad way. And then I'm going to be honest here, because here's how it went down. Old Michelle, master debater, well-read, homeless kid with grit. She would have, and if you understand this, you from the same kind of place I grew up in. Okay. I started in my mind visualizing taking off my earrings and looking around before I slammed her mentally, emotionally, and in my younger days, physically. But instead, I realized that she was in so much fear, that she was in fear that she wasn't worthy of the things that I had accomplished, and that she truly didn't believe that she would manifest what she wanted most. She projected all of her low vibes, her self-doubt, her anxiety, her fear onto me. So I put my hand on my heart and I took a deep breath and I mentally sent her love, all the love that I had. And you know what I did next? I simply drew that breath in, sent my heart center love to her. And I said, babe, never not speak your truth. Be courageous in your words and know you are worthy of having an opinion, of expressing yourself, of feeling worthy of me listening to you as much as I felt worthy of you listening to me. And I know she couldn't even start to understand how far away from her spiritual energy and abundant self she was. So instead, I sent her love. Instead, in that moment, I realized how much I had grown. Even tested over and over and over again, I would be able to respond to love over hate. And I know so many of us, if you're living in the same timeline right now that I'm in, it's the year 2021, and 2020 has tested us over and over and over again. And maybe the pandemic just added fuel to that fire. But how do you turn into that frequency? Well, no matter where you are today, if you're in fear, if you're struggling, if you're sick, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, if you're in a terrible relationship, if you're feeling ugly, if you're feeling too skinny, too fat, too black, not black enough, too old, too young, lost, if you're grieving, if you feel abandoned, if you're all alone, I hear you. And through this microphone, I see you, baby. I see you. I see you exactly where you are. And guess who else does? Your angels and your guides, and they made sure that you would find this podcast. So don't go wasting that frequency another day. We're going to go from horrible situation to horrible situation and raise our vibration this way, all right? I'm going to go over a few tips that you can use to change that vibrational state. And if you haven't listened to episode 2, you know that the lowest vibrational state you can be in is committing suicide, which I found a way to do. But guess what? It didn't work because I was never intended to die. I was always intended to rise up. I was always intended to lead. I was always intended to create this opportunity and to align all of the people that I could with this frequency. That's why it's your duty. That's why it's your job. That's why it's your calling to share my podcast with 5 people, okay? So that they can learn exactly what you're learning, so they can turn on that abundance, so they can live in this frequency. And it starts with gratitude. And you're like, Michelle, I lost my job. My kid is sick. I'm barely working. How can I have gratitude? Well, you're able to listen to this podcast. So there must be some sort of electricity in where you're living. And you have lungs because you're breathing. And I'm hoping that you have a little bit of food in the house and some shelter. And you find gratitude for that, okay? And then you move on to something more like an act of kindness. You can do anything, okay? You can leave dollar bills places. Just take $5 and write on each dollar bill, I wish you abundance. And then tell the universe, I send this out and I send this out with love and abundance and gratitude. And with every dollar I send, I call back a million and watch your frequency rise. Look for opportunities to be earth angels. That stuff turns that dial up like crazy. And I'm not kidding you, because these are the ways that it works. And you can only learn by listening and hearing, not arguing with people in a low frequency, not wishing karma would have gotten them, not being jealous of somebody else's success, not being fearful, not having doubt. Living in your truth raises your frequency. But in case you really want to raise it up another level, I suggest that you pray for the person you disagree with most for 30 days. Now, I've used this example before, but my ex-husband was very emotionally and abusive to me, and I still have a restraining order against him. And when I found out he was married, I prayed for him and his wife for 30 days. And I'm not going to lie, the first 10 or 11 days, I was like, the F word come out, like, please fucking help him, blah, 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 you know, until it really became where I really genuinely felt like, I hope you have a beautiful life. I hope you have a beautiful marriage. I want you to be happy. I do. And right now, I'm sending him and her love because I really do. I mean it. But let's say that you can't fit into that vibration. You're not really a random act of kindness person. Well, I got you. There are certain frequencies that you can listen to that have scientifically been proven to help us change our actual DNA. So if you want to hit pause and write these down, or as I would always suggest, listen to my podcast over and over and over again. I pray over these. I put crystals around my microphone. I ask my angels to find you, to open up abundance for you because they brought you this far. But here are some of the frequencies that have been proven to change the molecules in the cells in your DNA to help your body process this energy differently and tune into your frequency. All right. And you can listen to them at night when you're sleeping. You can listen to them in your car when you're driving. You can listen to them in your house instead of the news or reality show or whatever it is you're watching. Just go to YouTube and find these frequencies. Here we go. If you're recovering from grief, 396. You're going to search 396 megahertz and you're going to create a sound bath wherever you are. That means that that frequency, that tone is just impacting everything around you like a bath, but no water. It's a sound bath. Let's say you're going through some trauma. 417. Let's say that you need DNA repair. Now, I do this once a week just to make sure that I age backwards. 528. Let's say that you're in a marriage and you really want to save it and you really want to repair this marriage. Sit and listen to and meditate together with 638 megahertz. Let's say that you feel like you can't speak up for yourself. You don't have enough expression. You don't have enough creativity. You don't have the ability to say, I am valued. Hear me now. 741. Let's say you're completely spiritually disconnected. You have no spirituality. You cannot tune into that frequency. It is foreign to you. 852. Now, the one that I listen to in the morning after listening to my favorite song, I tune in to 963. That's the frequency of God. In fact, some people have claimed to have out-of-body experiences where angels came to them after listening to 963 megahertz all day. And if you truly, truly, truly want everyone to be happy on earth and abundance and in love, it can't just be for the people that you like. You have to want abundance for the worst people in the world because inside of them is the same soul and it came from the same creator as yours did, as the saints did, as anybody who's ever walked on the earth. We all came from the same source. So if you agree with them, if you like them, if they've hurt you, if they've broken you, if they've beaten you down, I want you to send them love. And the next thing that you can do after you start creating these sound baths in your home, raising your abundance frequency, healing your body from the inside out. And listen, if you don't believe it, go on and watch babies dancing. Go on to anything. Google babies dancing. Children don't know what music is. They don't know what dancing is. But you put on a song and they're just going to start moving. You know why? Because their body is responding to it naturally, organically. And guess what? It's happening on the inside too. I want you to take up a practice of some type of meditation because it slows your anxiety down. It slows your ADD. It slows your brain. It slows that amygdala to frontal cortex response. And it allows that creativity, it allows that frequency of abundance to permeate into your brain to give you an idea and act on that will create the manifestation in your life. The next thing is journaling. Journaling allows the flow of energy from your body to the paper, and it allows great ideas to come in, and it slows you down to a calm state. Now, if you know me, you know I love me some nature. So you're always going to be remembering this phrase, nature is nurture. High frequency souls respond to hate with compassion. High frequency souls seek to find the upside when everything seems to be fucking falling apart. High frequency souls can't imagine suffering of any kind. And you tune into this message when you're meditating, when you're journaling, when you're listening to that frequency. And which traits that I listed are you most connected to? Did you say, oh yeah, I do that. Oh yeah, I do that. Okay. Well, you're not at that abundance frequency level then. And that is going to drive you either closer to your manifestation or further away. And listen to me carefully. You are so worthy of all that you desire. All that you desire desires you. You came here to create these things, to co-create with God. The universe is going to co-create with you when you're in that frequency. They can't communicate with you when you're blocked emotionally, mentally, physically. Manifestations will start to fall from the sky with the help of God and angels and your ancestors because you are truly love, light, energy in disguise.
Now, you might be saying, Michelle, I need more help. Well, guess what? I'm just a click away. You can spend an hour on the phone with me for a clarity call, and we will find a solution. I promise you. You can talk to any of my clients. You can talk to any of my students. You can talk to anybody who knows me. They always come to me, and we find a solution. Or maybe you want to join one of my group coaching classes. I'm constantly offering them. Or you can download something. You can join one of my 90-day coaching programs. Do one-on-ones with me. I promise you I will find a solution and channel this just for you. But no matter what you do, don't give up. Read spiritually based books. Listen to my podcast and other podcasts just like it over and over. Meditate. Pray. You are not here to suffer. Do you think that you waited on all these different timelines to come to the earth, this teaching planet, to just say, yeah, I'm going to be in the suffering world. I'm just going to come down here and not evolve and not expand and not grow. Wrong. You came here to manifest happiness and peace and joy and laughter. You want to be aligned with your abundance frequency by turning pain into joy, by turning suffering into hope, by seeing a conflict and replacing it with love. Because that's what manifesting abundant, high vibrational souls do. And that's what you are, a manifesting manifester, a high frequency, high vibrational energetic that is here to evolve and transmute all of these past traumas and all of this grief and all of this suffering in order for you to create abundance. Now, let's say that you live in a beautiful house, but you have a terrible marriage. I got a solution for you. Let's say that you're single and everything else is going right, but you don't know how to attract your soulmate. I got three quick tips for you. But listen, no matter what you do, try these tips. Try to listen to what I'm saying. There is no wasted suffering, and you are worthy of your abundance. You are worthy of your joy. You are worthy of happiness. Don't give it away. Don't waste it. Do not come to this incarnation and say, fuck it. Because the creator that created you knows every single thing about you. And they are waiting for you to turn on. And you didn't come here alone. There's a whole team around you. You just have to ignite them. You have to be able to talk to them. You have to be able to work with them. You have to connect with that frequency of abundance. And I know that you can. And this is probably the longest podcast I've done. So I probably should wrap it up. It's just very powerful to me to tune into this frequency and to make sure that we're all vibrating in this new era of abundance, because it's for us and it's here for us and it's waiting for us to connect. Now, I'm Michelle J. Lamont, and until next time, go manifest your miracle today.